Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting third. The left fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, George Pipgras. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber throws to second for one, and Walters throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Kramer moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cook. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber misplays the ball. That's an error on Werber. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams misplays the ball. That's an error on Williams. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McManus moves to second. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards first. Judge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-1 in the game. Cook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0. Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox strikes out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Coleman scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Hank Johnson now pitching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into right field. Coleman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Coleman. Johnson scores. Farrell moves to second. It's 5-1, Athletics. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-1 in the game. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Athletics. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to third. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a pop-up towards first. Judge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Werber reaches second base with a double. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Werber scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. Cook moves to second. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Cook scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-2 in the game. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Coleman hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Oliver moves to second. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Werber hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-to-4, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Walters hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-3 in the game. Cook strikes out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Farrell hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Johnson chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Williams. Williams fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Williams. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Farrell moves to third. It's 7-5, Athletics. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0-for-3 in the game. Judge hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Coleman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman who is chasing the ball. McManus reaches third base with a triple. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer throws the ball into Bishop who tags Oliver trying to catch an extra base, for the out. McManus scores. One out. It's 7-6, Athletics. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Hank Johnson. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hodapp moves to third. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Walters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Welch now pitching. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-3 in the game. Grove strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bishop hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kramer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander pinch hits for Dusty Cook. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Bob Seeds pinch hits for Joe Judge. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.